The fourth one was statements of truth. The fifth one was if. The sixth one was Zoe. Seventh one was premeditated. Eight was Rhema. Nine was name calling. And last night we were on casting out. Casting out. Hebrews chapter 13. Wow, there's anointing in here. That anointing in here is not for me to be able to preach only. It's for you to be able to receive what's being preached and walk in it. Hallelujah. Hebrews 13. Let me know when you're there by saying hallelujah. Verse 7. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, not their opinion. Who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. It does not say considering the start of their conversation. It says considering the end of their conversation. In other words, how your faith ends up. What's the end result? Peter says receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Remember that? So faith has an end as far as what you have released faith for in a particular area. Doesn't mean that's all the faith you ever use. It's just once that manifestation comes, your faith ends as far as bringing it in, and now your faith must maintain whatever you brought in. Dress and keep it. Are you following? And so it's saying here to remember, it says, considering the end of their conversation. And, you know, the translators of the Bible put it, these verses and chapters in the best of their ability as they saw fit. But the writer here wasn't done when he goes to verse 8. Receiving the end of their conversation, and here it is, Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday and today, and forever. This is not some little nursery rhyme. This is a powerful truth that we're going to examine tonight. Because do you really believe that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever? Now, I know you'll say yes, amen, glory be to God. But does your life reflect that? Are you living your life believing that? That Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. And we're going to look at some things. We're going to look at tonight the supernatural supply of God. Thank you for those three enthusiastic shouts. I'm talking about the supernatural supply of God. I ain't talking about your paycheck. Don't get mad at that. I'm not talking about your business. Don't get mad at that. I'm talking about the supernatural supply of God. We thank God for our paycheck. We thank God for our businesses. We thank God that His hand is on that. We thank God for the promotions, the bonuses, the clients, and so on and so forth. We thank God for all that. But you're going to see how God, Jesus, is the same yesterday. Now listen, do you believe that the God of yesterday in the Bible supernaturally supplied His people? Do you believe that? Let me ask that again. Do you believe that the God of the Bible, yesterday in times past, supernaturally supplied his people? Okay. Do you believe that the God of the Bible in eternity will supply supernaturally all of his people? In other words, when you get to heaven, do you think there's a line and food stamps, self-checkout? Huh? No, what? We're laughing at this, but think about it. We believe that God in the past supernaturally supplied his people. We believe that God in eternity, forever, eternity will supernaturally supply his people. He's the same that supplied yesterday supernaturally his people, that will for eternity supernaturally supply his people. He's the same today. That's why I'm not bashing paychecks. I'm trying to get you to see beyond that system out there. No matter how well your job is, it's still in the Babylonian system. Work and earn. Work and earn. I'm all about it. I get it. Right? Are you following this? You know, our staff, they get a paycheck. Right? And I expect them to work. But they're not limited by that paycheck. Now, if they decide to, they can. And that's all they'll ever max out to be. I need you to see beyond. I need you to see the supernatural. And we're going to go through the Word of God here tonight. We're looking at the supply faith. That's where we're at tonight, the supply faith. And the Holy Ghost has already showed up, even before I was able to open up the Bible, right? Because you and I have positioned ourselves for supernatural supply. Are you following this? Okay, so if we answer yes, that God supernaturally supplied his people in the past, and that God supernaturally will supply his people in eternity, then the only thing that connects the past and the eternity is now. It's today. And if all that time passed, he supernaturally supplied, and all this time for eternity, he'll supernaturally supply. Why we got a problem with today? Is anybody seeing this? Here's the problem. Right here. Here's the problem. This, you know, the children of Israel limited the Holy One of Israel. Remember that? Okay. So, Malachi, don't turn it. Chapter 3, verse 6, God says, I change not. So if he supernaturally supplied back then and will supernaturally supply in eternity future, then he supernaturally supplies right now. And see, this is where people have a struggle with trying to see how, for instance, when their believers are reading the Old Testament, it's like they're reading some Bible stories. They're not really reality to them. It's not revelation knowledge to them. Are you following this? But we're going to look at the Word of God tonight and see how God supernaturally supplied, supernaturally supplied, supernaturally supplied. Because he wants to supernaturally supply our lives big time. More than we desire it, he desires it. Are you following this? Okay, so let's get in this tonight. And let's back up to Genesis. Because a lot of you have positioned yourself. If you don't see supernatural supply, it's over. I mean, what you're believing for, your paycheck can't get it. What you're believing for, your tax return won't do it. Hello. What you're believing for, it's going to take the supernatural supply of God to put you in that house. It's going to take the supernatural supply of God, right, to put you in that vehicle. It's going to take the supernatural supply of God to enlarge your business, so on and so forth. So in Genesis 13, it says here in verse 2, and Abram was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. He got a good tax return, didn't he? He got a bonus. No. Chapter before, he left all. This is supernatural supply. God said, you leave everything, and I'm going to bless you. And those that bless you, I'll bless them. Those that curse you, I'll curse them. I want you to see, this is Abram, right, who we know is Abraham, our father in the faith. And if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise of the blessing. That's what the promise was. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is he that hangeth on a tree, so that the blessing could come upon us. Right? This is supernatural supply. Period. We're not talking about just making it. We're talking about this man had 318 trained servants born in his house. What kind of house do you have? That you have 318 trained, this is just the trained servants. How do you come into something like that? You never see where he is bartering. You never see where he's selling this to so and so over here and wheeling and dealing and having all these businesses on the side. No. It's called obedience. It's called supernatural supply. And listen, I'm all about work. I'm all about it, right? I'm all about it. I get a paycheck from the church, but it won't even come close to even the lifestyle that we have right now. Are you following? And I refuse to become dependent upon that. When we came back from the Marshall Islands, I was handed a paycheck. And I said, Lord, don't let me ever become dependent on it. He said, I'm going to put the whole thing in the offering. Y'all remember that story, right? Right? And just any tendency, because if you're not careful, you start in your mind, when's payday? If payday is Friday, you already think, and it's Wednesday, and you're looking at something, and you're in your mind, you're already calculating. And you just did away with Wednesday, Thursday of supernatural supply. Not bashing Friday night or Friday's payday. Just got to keep your mind prospering in supernatural supply. I'm gonna drive it. I don't know who's going to get this tonight. But God released a prophetic anointing in his house already, right? And when you see this, he's the same. The God that did that to Abram, he's the same today, right? So much so that when, excuse me, when Lot got captured and he went and got Lot back. Remember that? And the kings came out and wanted to give, you know, things to Abram. He said, no, 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 no. It's never going to be said that you made me rich. Now, folks, I'll tell you what. Most believers would have said, praise the Lord. That's the Lord right there. Hallelujah. Wealth of the wicked laid up for the just. Come on with yourself. Right? So he's experiencing supernatural supply, folks. Are you getting this? Okay, we're talking about 4D. See? Okay. You remember when they wanted a child? Remember that? And they couldn't have no children. And yet God said, you're going to have a child. And he changed their names. And you know the rest of the story. Isaac was born. Supernatural supply. But then he challenged Abraham to put Isaac on the altar. Remember that? Remember that?
Yes.
And what happened? What happened? Jehovah Jireh. Right? Now, you know, in the past, I've heard preachers preach, you know, well, when Abraham was going up this side of the mountain, God had a ram going up the other side of the mountain. And I probably preached it myself when I was a young preacher. Right? Right? But the more I've studied this, that ram came out of the fourth dimension. That ram came out of the fourth dimension. Are you following this? Because all of a sudden it appeared. All of a sudden it was there. Are you following this? And so, supernatural supply. But we're going to get into some more stuff other than just Abraham. Let's go over here. To Genesis 26. Because Jesus is the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. How can we be living in America and, you know, come to this conclusion that God blessed America and we're blessed to be here because we live in a nation of capitalism. And if you just work real hard and get educated, you can have success in your life. Well, there's a level of truth to that. But we're not talking, that's not really supernatural supply. See, I'm talking about where God tells me take a spray can that's empty and speak to it. Remember that? And then all of a sudden it starts spraying until I'm done with that second lamp and the whole time it's ding, 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 empty. I'm talking about that kind of supernatural supply. Hallelujah. I'm talking about laying hands on the blazer when it's out of gas, commanding it to start. Hello? Come on now. We were in the Marshall Islands. And all of a sudden, all the water cut off in the whole missionary complex. And the water pump system was in a closet in our apartment. And so I went in there, checked on everything. Nothing's wrong with any of the stuff in there. And I went to another missionary fella, I said, there's nothing wrong with the pump system. There's something wrong with how it's drawing the water out of the cistern. And he said, what are you saying? I'm saying we got to go inside that cistern. And so we found out where the cistern was, and opened the lid and got down in there, and there's water in there about this high, right? And so I had to go down underwater, and when I did, the check valve that held everything, all the pressure, was broken. And so I came up out of it, and I said, well, here's the problem. And the guy said, what is it? I said, it's a check valve that is broken. And he said, where are we ever in the middle of nowhere going to get a check valve? I said, God got one right here. He said, where? I said, it's right here. And I would not allow any doubt and unbelief to penetrate, because this woman needs a shower. Right? And so there was right next to, right adjoining to our missionary complex was a hardware. They called it Ace Hardware. It wasn't Ace Hardware. It was not Ace Hardware. It looked like something you'd see on Petticoat Junction or something, you know. And I went in there with that thing, and they didn't even know what it was. And I said, there's one of these in here. And they said, no, we don't have nothing like that. I said, yeah, you do. It's in here. And I was calling it forth. Check valve, you come to me in Jesus' name. You come to me, you come to me, you come to me. They said, we don't have anything like that. I said, it's in here. And I said, I'm gonna go look. And they said, you can look through everything that's in here, but it's not in here. So I'm talking box after box, you know, bunch of bolts here, bunch of nails here, all this, you know, just stuff thrown in there, nothing organized. And the whole time, check valve, you come to me. You come to me in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now listen to me. I don't believe there was a check valve there. Is anybody listening? And I refused to give up. I don't know how long I was in there, hour and a half, 2 hours. Nope, you're in here. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. And then, boom, right there it was. I'm talking the exact size, the exact check valve. And I said, look at there. Went up to them. They didn't even know how much to charge me. They'd never seen one. What happened? What happened? God brought that out of the supernatural into the natural. You need to understand. It wasn't, well, they just had it tucked away and they didn't know they had it. No, understand that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Supernatural. Hallelujah. Hooked that baby up and we had water. Glory be to God. Genesis 26. Verse number 1, there was a famine in the land besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down in Egypt, dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and will bless thee, and will bless thee, and will bless thee. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he has no sorrow with it. I will bless thee, for unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swore unto Abraham thy father, and I will make thy seed to multiply. Verse 12. Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. There's that blessing. The Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possessions of flocks and possession of herds and a great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him. It makes no difference what the economy is doing. Well, the prices of food has gone up. Gas price. That's for the Babylonian folk. That don't mess with us. But as long as you're looking at that. Well, I remember when milk. And there you go. Got quiet right there. On this leap day. Right? This is in the middle of a famine. God tells me to plant watermelons. Watermelons. Guess what watermelons need? Oh. In the drought that was in Kentucky in 1988. Go look it up. And we plant watermelons. And I ain't got no water to water the watermelons. I don't have no 3D, but I'd go out there and I'd walk up and down through it. In the name of Jesus, watermelons you grow in Jesus' name. All of a sudden, here come the blade. No water. Then here comes the plant. No water. What's going on? What's going on? Nobody was growing watermelons. Hello? And then here come the watermelons. We were giving them away. Are you hearing this? How's that happening? I was watering it with my mouth. I said I was watering it with my mouth. You can water your seed with your mouth. If I can get you out of 3D over into 4D. He's the same. Genesis 31. Remember Jacob? Remember how he was being ripped off by his uncle Laban? But it's hard to rip off the blessing when somebody's got the blessing on them. Hallelujah. It may look like you're being ripped off for a while. Some of you, it looks like you've been taken advantage of. It looks like it's not happening. It looks like it's not manifesting. But you happen to be blessed of Almighty God, and things are about to shift. Things are about to turn around. Things are about to yes! Hallelujah! God gives Jacob a dream. And he implements it. Puts it into action. And in chapter 31, verse 13, I am the God of Bethel, where you anointest the pillar and where you vowed a vow unto me. Don't think that that vow ain't working. Don't think that because you paid that vow and it doesn't look like anything has happened. God said that he would cut off the spirit of the princes. He said, call upon him in the day of trouble and he would answer you and deliver you. Come on now. Don't think that vow was in vain. Don't think that that vow didn't work. Hallelujah. I'm the God of Bethel, where you anointed the pillar and where you vowed a vow unto me. Now rise, get thee out from this land and return unto the land of thy kindred. And Rachel and Leah answered and said unto him, is there yet any portion or inheritance for us in our father's house? There wasn't nothing left. Jacob done wiped them out. You talk about a turnaround. He'd been ripping off Jacob for years. But when that vow came into full manifestation, Jacob went from being a hired worker to owning everything that Laban had. You talk about working for a paycheck one day, multi-millionaire the next. We're talking about supernatural supply. Woo! You feel that going through here? On this leap day? There's yet any portion of inheritance for us in our Father's house. Verse 15. Are we not counted of him strangers? For he has sold us and quite devoured also our monies. For all the riches which God hath taken from our Father, that is ours. And there's so much, and our children's. So whatever God's telling you to do, do it. We're with you. They saw it. They witnessed it. They watched everything transfer from their father's wickedness to Jacob's integrity. Okay. Genesis 41. I got to keep rolling here. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Remember Joseph? Remember Joseph? Look what the devil tried to do to Joseph. Threw him in a pit, sold him into slavery, accused of rape, thrown in prison. Come on. But he refused to let go of God's intervention in his life. Hallelujah. Verse 41, Genesis 41, 41. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. Now he just spent the night in prison. The last, I mean, the night before he had to sleep on that prison floor. Folks, I'm telling you, don't take when we're talking about supernatural supply of God, quit trying to figure out in this Babylonian system how, well, when President Trump gets in there, then, you know, he's going to drill, baby, drill, and, you know, gas prices will come down and inflation will get better. All that will happen. But if you think that's a, you're cutting off the supernatural supply. Come on. God put us on an island, the slum of the Pacific, it was called. And we ended up having the best place on the island. Well, we got some video of that somewhere. All right, we got to dig those old videos out. See me? You can see me real skinny. Real skinny. And I was skinny back then. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, he spent the night in prison. Now he's ruling over all the land of Egypt. Okay. I can see that one excited you. Let's go over here to Exodus. I mean, you said that you believe that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Today. That he's still supplying supernaturally. That he can put money in your bank account and people don't know where it come from. See, some of you choked right there. Hallelujah. Well, have you ever had that happen, Pastor Philip? Yeah, $10,000. Now, I know $10,000 ain't a lot for you. But sure did change my checking account when I saw that $10,000 in there. Hallelujah. Now, I remember a time when we were in that Babylonian system and we had gotten furniture on credit. And 1 year, same as cash. And I walked right into that scam. I got a year. You know, back when you're younger, you think a year is forever. Next thing I know, that year had already gone by, and they looking for all their money. And all I got's $500. And I got to pay all of it right then, or it's going to be this huge interest on top of that thing, right? And so I go to this little dingy. That ought to tell you something when you go to see where you have to pay that. Some little hole in a wall kind of thing, right? And I walked in there, and you know, when you owe them, they're real rude to you. And I told them, you know, gave them my name, and she's looking it up on the computer. And me and Alberta had agreed, we need some supernatural intervention here. And she's looking at it, and she goes, huh. And she types something else in, huh. And I can't see what she's looking at. And I'm thinking, when she goes, huh, that huh is a huh in my favor, right? And she said, let me go get my boss. And he's back there in his little dingy office. And he comes out of there, and he says, do I have to do everything? And he gets up there, and he's just standing up on that keyboard. Huh. Huh. They're looking at the contract, the written contract, but on the computer. Huh. They said, I've never seen this happen. I said, come on, Jesus. And he said, this computer says that you have another year, that the cutoff date that was supposed to be today is a year from now. And I'm like, yes. And I started to walk out of the Lord and said, whoa, you got that 500, put it down. And God annihilated, and we were debt free before that year was over. Are you following what I'm saying? What I'm getting at is he went into that computer. He went into that computer. If he can go into that computer and extend the contract a year, he can go into that computer and annihilate every bit of it. $1,500. Yeah. Well, when we just came from Florida on that first, the RV, and we found out that was a ripoff thing, and we got in front of God and said, okay, God, we're going to party. We're going to party all the way home. We're going to make a party out of this, right? We're not going to lose our joy. And so you said you wanted to, a big vehicle to ride back. And we got in that pizza place. We ordered us a big pizza. And while they were getting this big expedition ready to ride back, and I went in there, and they had it all cleaned up, and I signed the paperwork. And we took us, 3 days coming back, staying in hotels, so on and so forth. Got back, turned the car in, the Enterprise, and I said, how much I owe you? Mr. Derber, did you prepay for this? Or no. How much I owe you? Just give us the keys. You don't owe nothing. If God can do that with a rented vehicle, He can do that with a brand new vehicle. Boy, I felt something right there. He's the same. He's the same. Exodus 16. Verse 12. I've heard the murmurings of the children of Israel speak unto them, saying, at evening you shall eat flesh, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread. And you shall know that I'm the Lord your God. And it came to pass at evening that the quails came up and covered the camp. And in the morning the dew lay around about the host. And when the dew that lay was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness there lay a small round thing, as small as a hoarfrost on the ground. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, it is manna, for they wist not what it was. And Moses said unto them, this is bread which the Lord hath given you to eat. The book of Psalms, I believe it is, says that man ate angel food. Angel food cake. Where's this coming from? The doors of heaven. Read your Bible. The door. You said you believe that He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah! On the island of Watto, first island on the outer islands, they're experiencing that drought. I go down to the beach at 3 o'clock in the morning to pray, and the Lord said, you speak to the clouds tonight and tell the people I'm going to send rain. You speak to the clouds, and I'll send rain. I said, Lord, we need to slow down here a little bit. This is a warrior island. This is my first time out here. We don't need causing no waves. I said, if that's you, you don't have no problem raining on my head right now. Started raining on my head. Only on my head. Only on my head. Like Gideon when he put the fleece out. And I moved around the beach like this right here, and it followed me. Soaked me. No other place. Where's that coming from? I've gone too far. I've experienced too many things to let religious mindsets and people glaring at me stop me from living in the supernatural. And you need to rise up in your faith and realize that God you serve is a creator God, and there's nothing too hard for Him. Like that. Water out of a rock. Yeah, but that's old. See? See? Whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ is the same. Same. saying, the water that came out of that rock. Yes, amen. We have the Holy Spirit out of the rock, which is Christ. Wonderful. I'm glad you got that revelation. But that God, can show you a spot on your farm where the previous owners had drilled 3 times and there was no water. And I can assure you, we weren't lucky to hit water. That God supernaturally shifted water tables around. Hope you see this. See, because there's an anointing in here tonight for increase, for multiplication. Hallelujah! Well, here's one for you. Go to Numbers. If you were choking on that one, look at this. Number 17. Remember when they were trying to argue about who's supposed to be the priest? Remember that? Yeah. Moses said, bring your rods. We'll lay them up in front of God. God will choose. Remember that? Verse 7. And Moses laid up the rods before the Lord in the tabernacle of witness. And it came to pass that on the morrow, Moses went into the tabernacle of witness, and behold, the rod of Aaron for the house of Levi was budded and brought forth buds and bloomed blossoms and yielded almonds. What a difference 24 hours can make. Oh, Rabbi Kayaba, I feel my helper in here tonight. I feel the Holy Ghost moving in your life supernaturally. Yes! Yes! I'm getting lit. There's no root system. There is no branch. It's a rod. It's a dry rod. A dead rod. No life in it, rod. But when God, folks, we got to come up. We got to come up. This rod overnight budded. I mean, we would have shouted if it just budded. Look at that. But then it brought forth buds, bloomed, and yielded. Let go of 3D being your final supply. Let go of it. Thank God for what you have. Thank God for what you have. It's brought you a pretty decent life where you are. Better than before. You're not how you was. But don't stay there, priest. Man, you look at the priest in the Bible. Are you kidding me? Man, they were set for life. Just being in the priesthood. See? Supernatural. Supernatural. Yeah, but that, yeah, I know. He's the same. Same. The same God. That when that shepherd said, none of your sheep are pregnant. And they started dropping. And his words, when he came up, he said, Philip, I don't understand it. Not one of them show any signs of being pregnant to this day, but they're still giving birth. Hallelujah! Adam and Jenny were out there. They saw it. Talking 4D. Come on. Oh, I got to hurry up. 1 Kings, just look up on the screen. I only got 13 minutes. Lord, help me. 1 Kings 17, verse 6. Ravens brought Elijah bread and flesh, and he drank from the brook. Come on now. Come on now. Ravens don't bring nobody no food. They gonna eat it themselves. Ravens always represent the demonic. The dove represents the Holy Ghost. When Noah let the dove and the raven go, the raven was a scavenger. It didn't come back. The dove come back with an olive branch. Remember that? Remember that? But God knows how to make the devil bring supply. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him give to him that is good. Come on, somebody. Shout, 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 shout. Hallelujah. It don't end like this. People, we are somewhere right now. Can you release me past 8:30? Can you? I'll go as fast as I can, right? But we're something's happening in here. Something's moving in here, and it's moving on your behalf. You are being imparted to. Burdens are being removed. Yokes are being destroyed. Mindsets are changing. Hallelujah. The first widow. 1 Kings 17:16. The barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail. Nonstop. Every time she reached in there. And it seemed like that was the last. She'd reach back in there again. And there was more. Come on, somebody. Folks, the same Jesus that turned water into wine, he's not held by the beggarly elements of this world. He's not limited to that. How many of you know wine don't come from water? Kool-Aid comes from water. Kinda. You remember when Elijah called down fire? Where'd that fire come from? Well, you ask the theologians, lightning strike. Oh, so there was a lightning strike that hit that altar and it totally consumed everything, licked it all up. It takes more faith to believe that. Right? I don't believe that. He called down fire from heaven. And then he ran to the cave. Remember that? Remember that? And, you know, he said, enough, Lord. And the Lord said, no, it's not enough. We got things to do. 1 Kings 19:6. 1 Kings 19:6. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on coals and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink and laid him down again. Where did this cake come from? Baked on coals. God knows exactly what you like to eat. Where did this come from? Folks, you better get ready for some angelic intervention. Angels are going to be showing up. They are the reapers in this end time. And you better get used to, there it is. Where'd that come from? Looks like the hand of God to me. Come on, somebody. Supernatural supply. He's the same. That's what I'm going to drive home tonight. He's the same today as he was yesterday and forever will be. He's just looking. Can he find the same faith of yesterday today? Then you had the second widow, 2 Kings 4:6. What do you have in the house? We don't have nothing but a pot of oil. There we go. We take 3D and we're going to turn it into 4D. We're going to take 3D and turn it into 4D. That's what you do with your seed. You take 3D and you turn it into 4D. You know the rest of the story. And as long as they poured, as long as there was a vessel, it kept on pouring. Come on, someone. Do you believe that happened? Do you believe that can happen today? I remember talking to Dr. McNulty, I believe it was. You know, Jesus fed the 5,000. And they were holding some meeting. And people showed up way beyond what they had anticipated. They had only planned on, I'm making up something, 200 people. And so they just had enough food and drinks for 200 folk. And they looked at this, and all of a sudden they're looking at 500-600 people. I forget what it was. And he said, I believe it was Dr. McNulty or T.L. Osborne. And they just said, Lord, multiply everything here. And they just kept reaching down in that cooler. And as long as they reached down that cooler, there was another can of soda pop. They didn't look down in it. They just kept reaching. Everyone. Do you believe that he's the same? Where were those soda pops coming from? See, where was that oil coming from? Are you hearing this? Remember the four lepers? Why sit we here till we die? Totally. About this time tomorrow, the whole economy changed. Then you get over to Peter. Remember Peter? We toiled all night. Toiled all night. Haven't brought in nothing. Nevertheless, at your rhema, I let down the net. Couldn't contain. Net started breaking. Boat started sinking. Folks, quit judging everything by that checkbook. Judge it by checking the book. But what did I say? Come on now. You remember when Peter was confronted about, does Jesus pay taxes? Remember that? Yeah, he pays taxes. What's Peter thinking? 3D. So he's going to come in and pay the taxes out of the bag. And Jesus prevented him. Said, what are you doing? He said, who do the king's children pay taxes from? Do they pay taxes or do strangers pay taxes? Well, the strangers pay taxes. What was he saying? You a child of the king. He said, now, Peter, don't touch that over there. Don't touch that 3D stuff. I got 4D supply for that. Go cast a hook. The first fish that comes up, open up his mouth, and you'll find a gold coin in there. Now, not only pay my taxes, pay yours while you're at it. Right. Folks, do we believe this? Right. You're not convincing me. Remember when Jesus cast out the devil out of that demoniac? They came and found him. Found him what? Clothed and in his. Just a moment ago, he was naked. He was naked. Where'd the clothes come from? Where did the clothes come from? Was Jesus carrying around? Boys, grab some different size clothes in case we run across a naked, demon-possessed somebody. And, you know, we don't want him naked after I cast the devil out of him. He supplies all of our needs according to his riches and glory. He casts the devil out of them and pulled clothes right out of that fourth dimension and clothed that man. Hallelujah. Folks, it's 8:29. I got her done. Hallelujah. Now I'm telling you, I wanna seal this, because there's an anointing in here of supernatural supply. There is, and it's more than just getting excited over revelation knowledge coming out. See? And when you understand how things are released, how things are imparted, and here it is, isn't that something that God said, have 3 weeks of this? And then on the 29th day of this leap, he does this. You can't orchestrate this. You can't make this happen. See? But I remember how Obadiah and that ark was placed in his house. And for the next 3 months, remember that? His house was blessed. So I speak blessing over you. In the name of Jesus, I bless everything you put your hands to. I bless your finances. I bless your resources. I bless all your investments. I bless all your vows. I bless all your partnerships. I bless all your tithes. I bless all your mission giving. I bless all your general fund giving. I bless all your outreach giving. I bless all the house of the Lord giving. I bless it, and I decree over it 100-fold accelerated fashion, and a shift happens tonight in all of your finances in the name of Jesus. So be it. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Woo! Yes! Yes! Glory, 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 glory. Come on, bless him. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Yes! We bless you. We bless you. Turn around. Turn around. Turn around. Divine reversal. Favor. Shift. In the name of Jesus. I command those houses to manifest. I command those vehicles to manifest. I command that what's being held back from you, I command it to come into fruition now. I bind that hindrance in Jesus' name. Woo! Glory to God. My goodness. They want to call us emotionalists. Well, yeah, it'll affect your emotions when you understand what's going on here.
Income people, so we know what we're talking about, and where we're about to go is above and beyond. So it's not like we don't, you know, I mean, we read the Bible and we believe God, and that's where, and where we're at right now is bigger than ever. So we're not somebody just telling you or even just reading the Bible. We have put action to our faith for the last, what, 36 years? So get ready, people.
Well, the whole thing about tonight is I just stepped behind the pulpit and that anointing of increase hit the house. I can't speak out of my mouth just to try to stir up individuals. A door of utterance opens up and there's a liberty and freedom, and things just start popping to me and just boom, 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 starts coming out what God wants, and the anointing hits the house, right? Now, I knew I was teaching on supply tonight, but my goodness, I didn't know it was going to be all this, right? Right? But we're leaping ahead. I said, we're leaping ahead. And tomorrow night, we're marching. We're marching tomorrow night.
You know, it just came to me when the Lord told you to open bank accounts, plural. I mean, we didn't have enough money to open one. We didn't have money. And I said to you, because I was getting real upset, I said, what do we have to open all these bank accounts for? And the Lord said, where do you expect me to put the wealth transfer? Remember?
You know, I don't know. I'd have to stop and figure it out, how many people are millionaires now from this ministry. I remember years ago, how many of you know where Pizza Inn is? Right? It used to be down the road. And Bea Hensley, who's in heaven, her son works there. And we used to get out of church right at their closing time. And her son would see us coming and would unlock the door and put out a fresh buffet. And there'd be, I don't know, 10, 12 of us there. And we were just having a time, and he'd just keep the pizzas coming. And I would bless him real good, and we would get blessed. They wouldn't let nobody else in. And we did this a lot, so much so that the owner, he would observe that. And I would be nice to him and thank him. And then one night, I was talking to him, and he said, would you pray that God would give me another facility? I said, well, you've been good to us. And I said, yes. And so he thought I was going to go and pray. And I grabbed his arm. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, they've been good to us. Now open the door for this Pizza Inn to move into a nice facility. Now, that was Fifth Third Bank, and I went into Fifth Third Bank, and they had charged me because they said my account had laid dormant for a month. It was a savings account, right? So I went in there. I said, I want all my money. And the girl said, what are you talking about? I said, I want to withdraw all my money. I said, you're charging $10 because you said that my savings account had laid dormant for more than a month. Well, that's our new policy. Fine. Just give me my money. Well, the main guy was walking by. He said, Mr. Derber, what's up? I said, nothing's up. Just give me all my money. He said, well, what seems to be the problem? I said, you're charging $10 on that. He said, we can remove it. I said, no. You're going to remove it for me because I got X amount of money in here. What about the person only got $200 or $300 in here? You charging them $10, and I ain't standing for it. Give me my money. So I took all our money out of there, went and put it in another bank, and Fifth Third got kicked out of Frankfurt. Now the Pizza Inn moves into Fifth Third. Are you following this? Are you following this? Hallelujah. And when Alberta and I walk in that place, I mean, they just roll out the red carpet. Right? Hallelujah. That's an anointing of increase. Are you following? And it's on you tonight. Lift your hands. Let me bless you. Father, blessings upon these your people as they go the way, spirit, soul, body, financially, socially. I bless them out of the house of the Lord. In Jesus' name, so be it. Amen. Tomorrow night, we're marching. Hallelujah.